It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
God.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice. Here's our phone number. You can call us anytime you'd like. 877-365-3636. Want to talk about our big show on Wednesday. It's going to be the iPod show.
Your yeah. iPod sucks, Mike.
Your iPod sucks, Rob. We're going to prove it on
Wednesday.
And you
ain't even bought one yet.
Both your iPods
Yeah, I did
suck.
Too. I bought one. Well, I didn't buy the one. They broke me the one that I had. Why
they
am I talking like this? I don't know what's
going
on.
It got broken, whatnot?
Here's the way it's going to work. We're going to go around the room. We're going to have Buzz here, Rob, me, Joe.
Right.
Maybe Katie. Katie, yeah. Does Katie have an iPod?
I'll ask her.
We go ask her. Just yell down the hallway. Mm-hmm. And summon Katie the way you do
hey,
with her.
Hey, Kate!
Here's a woman who has no iPod.
Hey!
Well, she's waiting to bring our Sacramento person in here.
Katie!
Go ahead and bring him in.
Kate! Do you have an iPod? No? None at all? Okay.
No. She doesn't have one?
Neither of the women have iPods.
Hey, Mike.
That's very strange.
Kate doesn't have an iPod.
Move. Live in the now. All right, we're bringing the guy in from Sacramento.
Do you have this song on your
Step
iPod?
Step up to the... No, I do not.
I do.
Who is it?
This is Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Enter and sign in, please, sir. What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, welcome to the show. This is where it all happens. This is the studio.
Hey, Jeff.
Mighty effing impressive, isn't it?
It's pretty effing impressive.
Now, you're touring with a band. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And has Miss McBride helped you out at all with anything? Or what?
Socially, physically, sexually?
She will pleasure you if you request loud enough. No, she won't.
I think I've heard of your band. Isn't it Shifty Looking Guys I Don't Trust?
Yes. Yeah, with mustaches.
That is an interesting look, though. You remind me of Derek Sanderson when he used to play for the Boston Bruins back in, like, 1971.
Boy,
not many people have the Fu Manchu. You
nervous
don't see
Nelly.
It.
Look at him bouncing
well,
around.
Well, it's the radio. A lot of people that are when they're thrust in
it's
here.
It's the meth.
Would you like to, just because he's from Sacramento.
Of course.
You just calm down and be nice to our guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have
Try.
A seat.
Finish your, no, I don't want him to do that. Finish your,
somewhere in the middle.
Finish yes. your shake and tell me about your band, Mr.
We're called Boats.
Boats?
Boats.
What kind of music do you play?
It's, the kids call it power pop.
So, power pop.
Yeah.
Well, would it be comparable to, you know,
rock,
as for punk rock?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I have a gift for you.
Okay. Well, like he's reaching into his pocket. He's got a gun.
I got it.
Hey, it's syphilis.
Whoever wants it, it's beat up, but it's, yeah.
What is
I brought you an Elvis pin. I know you guys like Elvis.
Oh, an Elvis pin.
You wear a lot of pins on your jacket there.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. Is that it?
That was it, yeah.
Okay, did you bring anything for Rob or Buzz?
I have a Mike O'Mara autograph here. If you want one.
Well, actually, I signed that. You go ahead and keep it.
Now, why do you? Now, you're doing something that's very dirty. You didn't shower this morning because you have a stamp on your hand, and that didn't. Is that a stamp or is that a tattoo?
It's actually a Sharpie from last night.
It's a Sharpie from last night. Okay. Yeah. So, what, a late night? And just were you staying in a bus or the hotel? Or
we got
or
the
what?
Van out in the parking lot.
Are you living in the van?
Not living in the van. Not
in
yet.
A van down by the river. So, how's not the yet. Show doing out in Sactown? You enjoying it out there?
Sacramento's all right. I like it better out here, though.
You do really?
Yeah.
Okay,
who wouldn't?
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have. I really appreciate you coming by. Miss McBride has given you a T-shirt.
Yes.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to before we let you go?
No.
No. Thank you very much.
It was nice to meet you guys. Though.
Hey, nice meeting you. Take care. There he goes. And good luck with the band. What's the band's name again?
Boats.
Boats. Everybody knew
pull
that
your pants
me.
Up, son.
Yes. Hike up the doors. Thank you. Go have your way with him.
Okay.
Yes. How's the pin?
Make him a man. You want it?
It's
an Elvis pin.
Of course.
Like it's a long Elvis
way to,
pin.
Long way to drive just to drop off a Burr. Pin.
All right, thank you very much. There it is. That's the Elvis pin.
Oh, this is a good one. This is when Elvis had pituitary dwarfism.
But I digressed when I was talking about the Wednesday show where we're going to have the iPods. And we're going to be in it. Let me see. We've got Buzz, Rob, me, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Not Katie.
You know what? We really might have to open it up to a listener.
I think that'd be valid.
I think we're going to do that tomorrow.
And what about Big P?
Who?
You know, Pater, the intern.
Okay.
And for a gamble.
All right, we'll bring Pater in
Wild
tomorrow.
Card.
We'll bring Pater in tomorrow. And on Wednesday's show. We'll do that, all right? So
iPod, Ms. McBride could email him.
Your iPod sucks. That's coming up on the show on
your
Wednesday.
iPod
and
sucks.
Now, gentlemen, they're telling me in my ear, yes, we have, I guess, outside the boyfriend. Wait a minute. Well, is he here? Okay, the boyfriend is here of Amy Winehouse.
Amy
but
Winehouse's
she is,
boyfriend.
New boyfriend.
She is also in the green room, but she... She's not ready to come on the air. I don't know what this means.
She's often not
this
ready.
Bring in the brand new boyfriend of Amy Winehouse. Is that,
sir,
open the door, please.
Come
thank you.
Oh, my
oh hey.
My
We've
God.
Met.
Hello.
It's Hugh Grant.
I'm so very, very pleased to be back.
How have you been?
I've been well. And you? How have you been?
It's been some time.
It has been quite some time.
I am shocked.
I've been traveling, of course.
And, yes.
I've been back in the UK, and I'm so blissfully in love. I just can't contain myself.
That's why I'm
shocked. Who's the lucky guy?
Amy. Amy has given me so many reasons to continue on. You know, it got a little bleak there for a while.
And you're so happy now.
I'm blissfully happy.
And look at you. You're back to being...
I'm in a state of total ecstasy.
You're back to being a fancy lad.
Thanks so much.
With your crushed velvet outfit.
I'm wearing the crushed velvet outfit with the short pants that I have on right now. And she loves me as much as I love her.
That's amazing.
I said, how can someone like me hook up with you?
Yeah.
And hook up is your American way of putting
it. Yes, it is.
I'm so very, very delighted to have Amy in my life. She's so special.
How is she
special.
Doing?
She's throwing a bit of a tantrum.
A what?
A tantrum.
What is that?
She's throwing a tantrum.
Oh, a tantrum.
You know what I'm talking about.
A tantrum. Yeah. She's having a fit.
She doesn't seem to want to come into your studio.
Is it more of a tantrum or a fit?
I think some would call it a fit, but she's headstrong.
Is there
spitting? And may I say, I'm going to make a fist and say that I disagreed with your guest earlier that was saying all those heinous and hideous things about women.
Well, good for you, Hugh.
Women make the world... Make the
what?
Women make the world go round.
Agreed.
I
should be very, very, very happy to have a woman in your life. It's such a special, magnificent time.
Well,
it's
I'm happy exciting. That you're happy.
I'm very happy, but yes,
boss. You and Amy couldn't be more different, it seems to me. How is it?
Oh,
what is the attraction between you?
She is the light of my life. She gives me what I've never gotten with another woman. She gives me breath that smells like something that came out of a camel's arse.
You like that?
I'm so delighted to be with her.
Let's
I really
not use the
it.
Word arse.
I'm jealous. That's not the right word. I can't say that.
I know.
Oh, duh. I've been delayed.
You've been delayed?
I've gone off into delay land. What a shame. Live radio.
Amy has had a bad weekend.
She has indeed.
She did a concert. She was accused of... Looked like she hit someone in the crowd. Did
you
see that?
No, she's so terribly.
Spit her gum.
May I say, this is when you have an image like I did with being the wonderful romantic lead.
That's not the image I remember. I remember the hooker.
Well, see, then it was tarnished. And then, of course, I made a comeback.
Yes, you did.
I am still known in some circles, although I must say that the bits have dried up of late recently.
Yeah, anything in the offing?
Oh, there'll be something. You can look forward to it. Count on it, Rob Spiewak.
I'm sure.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
I'm sure you have plenty to say, but I'd like if you... Do you have a moment to step out and invite Amy in?
Can you coax her to come
in? Don't know if all the cajoling in the world...
In the what?
In the world.
In the world.
We'll make Amy come in, but let me see if I can do it. Hold
Hugh Grant,
everybody. I'll be back just a second. Just chat amongst yourselves.
Wow. So Hugh Grant has gone back to the green room to try and cajole.
I am shocked.
Very difficult.
He and Amy Winehouse are very dating.
Yeah, beautiful shoes.
Believe it when I hear it.
She said she's coming.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
But she also said that she doesn't want me to be in here. When she's in here.
I think it would be great if you were here at the same time.
Well, that could happen. Yes, I'm sure you do.
Don't you think that would be nice?
I also, yes, of course.
Someday.
Someday, maybe. Would you like me to sit over here?
Did you strong-arm
her? She doesn't want me to be in the studio with her. She's very bashful.
Did you have to strong-arm her?
She is not easy to strong-arm.
How did you go about doing that?
I bruised her arm.
And
she's outside.
Okay,
she's outside.
Have her in.
Hey, you have a seat
right
here. Hi, Amy. Come on in. Welcome. Are you all right?
What do you mean by that? Oh. Hello.
Hi. Amy.
Hello.
Is this the first time we've had you in studio?
It's the first time I've been in studio.
We've had you on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say, it's blissful time in the Amy Winehouse world.
Well,
I couldn't be more happy.
You're blissful?
We're happy for you.
I'm just so happy to be with you.
And who are you?
I'm Amy Winehouse. And, you know, what we got doing right now, we're going to do me concerts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we're going to find a little time for me and you to hop on a plane and you'll get some downtime, a little R&R, a little rest and recreation.
Right.
He's, my.
I don't can wish, I get you a
you got
tissue?
A tissue. I got something in my nose. I don't know what it is. Let's see. All right.
Let's
there you go.
You
Bob's
do.
Your uncle. Thanks a lot for that. Let me see.
Go.
Oh, look at that.
What is it?
God. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's dead.
Oh, oh. Look at the colors.
I tell you, we're having some fun now, aren't we, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody's just delighted. Hugh means the world to me.
Really?
He is such a good man, and I think what he's going to do is he's going to take care of me, and he's going to enjoy me, and I'm going to enjoy him, and he likes my music. He enjoys...
Amy?
Yes?
Your hair's coming out.
Oh, God. Are you talking about me weave?
Well, whatever it's coming out as chunks.
And tufts of hair.
Oh, is that a can of beer in there?
Listen, I know we're doing a radio show, but yes, could I ask you, you're the one that has a rather liberal attitude about substances, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's him more than me.
Are you howling?
No.
Are you howling right now?
Not what you're looking for.
Could you get me any heroin?
No, I don't have heroin.
Oh, go on. Don't. That's bollocks. You could get me some heroin.
I really don't know any source for
I'm
going
to go out in the hallway, for Christ's sake.
Oh,
if you're not going to provide that stuff.
Will you send
Hugh
back in?
I will. You! They want you!
Send an intern for the heroin.
Wow. Hi.
Isn't she simply charming?
She is quite something.
So dainty.
I love that girl. I love that girl. Let me say it from the highest mountain
top. I'm just stunned.
Now,
the other night we were making love and she got a terrible bloody nose.
Really?
And it was the most comical thing you've ever seen because we had these lovely cream sheets, you see, and the blood. And it was just, festive. It was
did
delightful.
Did you incorporate it into your bed plate?
Yes, of course we did.
You wear protection, of course.
Oh, no. Never, of course.
Oh, why would he?
That would diminish the act of love. If you know what I'm talking about.
The act of love.
I do know
but the other day...
The act of love.
The act of love, which is so special to me. The other day, Amy was sitting there and she plays with her fingernails. Uh-huh. And I was sitting there looking at her. I'm fascinated with everything she does.
Of course.
And as she was playing with one of them, she pulled one completely off.
Oh, really?
It just slid off of her finger.
Did you use that in the act of love?
It's the most amazing thing to see. I couldn't believe it. And of course, every now and then she'll lose a tooth and we play a lovely game. When one of her molars fell out.
Wow, from way back.
Yes, one of her molars fell out the other night, evening, and I put it under the pillow, like you Americans do with the tooth fairy.
Did the fairy bring anything?
Yes, the fairy brought some heroin for her.
Really? Now,
heroin she just uses to sleep. She's not addicted in any way.
Oh, good. Of course not. You know she's using again, then.
I don't like that term. I would say what she's doing is enhancing. She's enhancing.
And whatting?
She's enhancing.
Enhancing.
She loves the theater. She loves to read fine literature.
And who are you?
I am Hugh Grant.
Of course.
And it's so nice to see her develop as a human being. Everyone thinks that she's this rough around the edges drug addict. Right. And I think it's totally untrue.
It. Now, I have a question for you.
Yes, of course.
If I, for lack of a better word,
yes.
Are you using?
Oh, she's coming. Hold on. She's coming.
Oh, good. Amy, come
sit
on
down,
in.
Sit down, darling.
Come back here.
Now we're both here.
Oh, really?
Now we're both here.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, Hugh Dodge.
Do you like my music?
I love it.
I hope you do.
Loved your album.
Yeah, I ain't going to do where I'm going, boys. I ain't going to be around this planet very often, you know. I might just buy the old farm. I'll be pushing up the proverbial daisies, if you know what I mean.
You're doing better now that you've been in rehab.
Don't talk like that, Amy. Oh, shut up,
oh,
you.
Oh, dear.
I swear to God, he's all right. She's bloodied me.
Oh, no.
She bloodied my liver.
You don't have to take that.
And part of your chin, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Give me the microphone.
Amy?
All right, what questions you got?
Now, you dodged the question.
Hey, you sit in that chair. You shut up. They're talking to me now about me records. That's what they want to talk about. All right, any questions?
Hugh dodged
boys?
The question. Is he using?
I got a souvenir for both of you.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Oh.
I'm going to give both of you an official Amy Winehouse fan club under arm air.
Oh, good.
There you go. It's a hair for you.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Oh, look, this one's got a little piece of dandruff on the end of it.
Oh, from the underarm.
Right, like that. Oh, who did that?
Oh, dear.
It was Amy. Yeah, it was Amy.
Thought maybe it was you.
Now, is Hugh using?
No, he doesn't touch anything. Yeah, for God's sake, he drank a cup of tea. A miracle. He doesn't like the substances. He stays away from it. Besides, if there's anything like a white powder or something like put in my veins or snort up my nose, if it's around, it's going into Amy.
He uses eye powder?
It's going into Amy.
Into Amy?
The rules. Uh-huh. Let me explain to you.
I didn't know there were rules.
Let me explain to you what the rules are.
Hugh, do you know these rules?
No, I don't.
you want to listen then?
I'm sorry, Rob. I don't.
You listen to these rules.
You listen to me rules.
Okay, should I jot these down?
The rules, if there is a substance around, Amy gets the first lick.
Okay.
All right? I get the first taste, and that's why I put, you know, all these drugs in my system, because I made that rule a long time ago.
Yeah,
I'm totally effed up. I'm messed up because that's the way people like
me. Okay, like what if it's grass?
Grass, not that much, kind of a mild buzz, but I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it if it's, you know, the only thing that's lying around. Oh, yes, all the pills.
Blow?
Pills. Yeah, a little cocaine as well, you know, occasionally. Get you up in the morning. You
LSD?
Know, get you
on
the, occasional psychedelic experiences are very good for me. And I want to go out to Sacramento and get into that culture out there with that stuff they've got. What is it? Crystal meth.
Oh, crystal meth.
Yes. Crystal methamphetamine.
That's perfect for you.
Have you ever tried that, Hugh?
No, I haven't. I don't do drugs.
Not yet.
I don't approve, but she can do whatever she wants because I'm blissfully in love.
Of course.
Goddamn right you are, right? Take a look. Take a look at me.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh,
give a little lift.
No, no, no,
there
again.
We go.
Are those scabs?
I've got scabs on my thighs.
Yeah.
I don't know
they
what
go
I get
them. All the way up.
Here's what I was told.
How did you
I
get
was told.
Oh.
Put that over there with the hair.
I was told this. That the reason I got these scabs on my thighs.
Yes.
Is because for a while there, when I was leaving with the other fella, who I won't mention you, all right?
Thank you. You know how jealous I get.
I was sleeping. It was very frustrating.
It was Blakey, wasn't it?
It was Blakey. And,
have you met Blake there, Hugh?
No, I haven't had the pleasure. I don't want to either. He's my competition. In
he's
the
dirty.
Yes, yes, he's dirty. He's a filthy, dirty boy.
Do you find him attractive at all?
What are you saying to me?
I said, do you find him attractive at all?
Why are you talking to him when you could be talking to me?
I just want to finish with him so I can focus
Bullocks,
on
I want you to talk to me, and I want you to talk about my scabs, and I got them because one of the bed bugs, we have bed bugs in one of our flats.
Oh,
and in the flat I had bed bugs. It was very frustrating, and I'm pissed at you for not talking to me enough.
All right, can I ask you a question?
You can't. This interview is terminated.
No, I blew it.
I know, and I had more questions for Amy Winehouse.
I'm very sorry.
Get on the microphone.
She gets that way occasionally. It's very frustrating. It's very, very sad.
Do you find Blake attractive?
No. I'm in love with Amy. I'm almost
maybe a little bit.
Well, just tiny. Yes. Look for Manic's movie if it ever comes out.
I'm sure it'll be good.
What a pleasure it's been chatting with both of you gentlemen. I really enjoy it.
Oh, are you taking us to spots?
I loved it. Yes, they were telling me that I could do that and be like the American disc jockey. Wait, stop it. Can I press this button?
Yes, hit the one marked stop.
Could I, as they say, talk up one of your records? I've always wanted
to. Would you like to?
Let me explain.
Okay.
I've always fancied myself as somewhat of a American pop culture aficionado.
I had no idea.
And I love your American disc jockeys.
I think I have a record you can do.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. I'll try it right now to do my very best
this will be
American
fun.
Disc jockey Hugh Grant impression.
But to be comfortable, yes. Say you're working on the BBC.
All right. All right. Very good.
Are you ready?
Shall I say 3, 2, 1?
That would be fine.
All right. Hugh Grant, impersonation of an American DJ in 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. This is the Hugh Grant Show. We've got something very special planned later on. Oh, no, he's not supposed to sing. I want another tune.
You want something longer?
Yes, something a little better. Something a little more snappy.
Have you ever done this before?
No, I've never had this opportunity, but this is great fun.
Are you sure this is the place to try it out?
This is delightfully wonderful.
Okay,
I'm so happy. This is delicious.
This is not BBC
it's what?
Four.
This is delicious, just like George Takei said.
Okay, give me a 3, 2,
in
1.
In 1, 2, 3. Hello, this is Hugh Grant. I'm coming to you from the rockin' city of Washington, D.C. What a lovely day. And now let's bring out Mick and the boys. We're talking about the Rolling Stones. And I am having a great day.
Nicely done.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Not bad for an amateur.
Very good. Now I have to get out of here. I turn it
down.
We have to go. I have
yes,
to water the garden. I have to go to the water closet.
Well, then you'll want to slip out of those buckled shoes.
Thanks so much for being on my show.
Thanks for bringing Amy back.
No, I was on yours. Oh, she's... I'm sorry, they're signaling me she's vomiting. Oh. Take care, boys.
Bye-bye then, Hugh.
And the Mike O'Mara Show will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.